News, sports, AccuWeather, and more. Wake up with the information you need on WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
Thank you so much for joining us on WKOK Sunrise. Rob Center just could not be fabulouser, so we appreciate his help and hard work in taking good care of us every day and making sure the archives are current and up to date. On the news line with us now, Andrea Heberling is here. She's the assistant director, or executive director, rather, of the Pennsylvania Early Learning Investment Commission. Good morning, Andrea. Thanks for calling in today.
Hi, good morning, Mark. Thank you so much for having me.
I do appreciate you checking in today. This is such a big topic. Boy, we hear about sort of daycares on the brink and workplaces firing back up again, and really these really closely interrelated topics just have to be brought up and talked about. So thank you for your time. Tell us about the Pennsylvania Early Learning Investment Commission. Probably still not a household name for a lot of folks around here, but there have been a lot of deliverables and a lot of impacts. And tell us what you're doing.
Sure. So the Pennsylvania Early Learning Investment Commission is a commission of the governor's office, and we are comprised of a little bit over 50 senior level business leaders across the state of Pennsylvania who really understand, Mark, how critically important quality early care and education is, not only certainly for children and for families, but for Pennsylvania's economy. And so our commissioners are incredibly committed to doing outreach and education and working to increase public-private investments in early learning. And we're really fortunate that we have three highly engaged commissioners right in the greater Susquehanna Valley and active regional ELIT group as well. So so I'm really pleased to be able to talk a little bit about their work this morning.
Well, I appreciate you mentioning them. John Steele from Northumberland National Bank, Norm Rich, retired president of Wise Markets, and Kendra Auker at Evangelical Community Hospital. They have spent a lot of their time making sure that child early learning opportunities move forward. Why is it so important that you continue pushing and trying to make more opportunities and better opportunities happen?
Well, we're really fortunate because in the field of early care and education, we know that children who have quality early learning experiences are more likely to be successful entering kindergarten, you know, carried through high school graduation and beyond. And this is particularly true for our most vulnerable children. So we know that if we want to have a strong economy, we need to be able to kind of like feed that pipeline, right, with a qualified workforce. But we also know that families need childcare in order to work. And this is really what is coming to the forefront right now as we're looking at this critical time in which so many businesses, you know, had to close. As you said, we're moving into yellow. Businesses are slowly reopening, and families need to be assured that their children have safe and quality childcare so that they can go back to work and contribute to the rebuilding of our economy. So you're right, it's incredibly interconnected, and you know, I think that in the greater Susquehanna Valley region in particular, the commissioners and the early childhood stakeholders from United Way, other local businesses, the Early Learning Resource Center, and certainly the child care providers are absolutely doing their best to make sure that we are doing this in a very kind of methodical and prudent way.
Well, I think you said it succinctly there, but it may have even said even more succinctly by Sarah Lauver, your good staffer here who lives in our area. She said, no child care, no workforce, plain and simple. So this is key. You might still get folks who say, well, listen, we're in the yellow. Why are they opening daycares? You know, there's a lot of spread of ailment there. And but why not open the gym or something else that I want to happen? Again, dig into this succinct statement, no child care, no workforce.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know that, you know, people are concerned. And I think that statement had come, like, you know, why open the child cares or the daycares when we could really be spreading, you know, the virus. But we have to keep in mind that, you know, at the quality, at the very basis of quality, is health and safety. So there are, you know, so many precautions that are being put in place that are being guided by the CDC and certainly the Office of Child Development and Early Learning. But, you know, we need to be able to have child care so we can rebuild our economy, so families can work. It's as plain and simple as that.
I don't want to turn this into just a daycare conversation, but with the pandemic, daycares are on the brink, I would imagine. Well, many are still closed, some have reopened, but when it comes time for reopening, there won't be as many daycares in Pennsylvania as there were, you know, back at the beginning of March.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The latest data shows that about 30% of child care providers really can't see themselves recovering after our COVID-19 experience. And that is really, really concerning, especially areas, you know, in Pennsylvania where there are not as many child care providers as we need. So it is certainly concerning, and this is where we do need citizens to speak up and talk to their local legislators and really reiterate how important investing in our quality child care system is, in, so that we can ensure the strength of our economy and ensure quality care for children and for families as well.
Our legislature might certainly not avoid putting $100 away today if you told them it could be $1,000 tomorrow. Is that not the same illustration you could use for child care? Upgrade and keep your child care opportunities going now, and you'll get workforce with those. You'll get workforce improvements now, and then when those individuals grow up, you'll be better off, and you'll get return on your investment.
Absolutely, it is one of the strongest return on an investment that we can possibly see, Mark. It's not only in you know, those dollars saved by investing in our children and ensuring those stronger outcomes, but again, making sure that families you know, have child care so they can go to work and rebuild our economy.
What should I do? Let's issue a call to action. Is there helps that lay people can contribute in this area?
Well, I'll tell you, I think right now the biggest ask, and certainly, like I said before, in the greater Susquehanna Valley, United Way has done a fantastic job of, you know, really understanding what those needs are for the actual providers as they reopen. So the Early Learning Investment Commission and United Way and the Early Learning Resource Center are really keeping our, you know, eyes open and listening to needs, as, you know, the personal protective equipment, cleaning supplies, and things like that. But I think for the average, everyday citizen, is so important for them to reach out to their local legislators and let them know how important dollars are to sustain our child care system. I think that those words speak volumes to our lawmakers.
We're probably going to soon be into budget hearings in Pennsylvania, even as we're still dealing with the COVID-19. Are there decisions to be made in the months ahead related to Pennsylvania's general fund budget that relate to child care and these kinds of workforce supports and improvements?
Yeah, absolutely. We know that it is really important to remember that quality is something that cannot be sacrificed as we go into budget negotiations, which, goodness knows, Mark, you know, what exactly is that going to look like is, you know, anybody's guess right now. I think we're really focused, you know, on kind of those immediate critical needs. But I do think it's incredibly important that people recognize that we can't sacrifice quality in the discussions as we move forward with budget negotiations.
What might be some long-term solutions we should envision, thinking big? What do we need in Pennsylvania?
Oh, well, I think it's boiled down to, you know, three components. It's accessibility, ensuring that, you know, every family has access to, the second one, quality, and the third one is affordable child care. I think accessible, quality, and affordable child care are those big picture goals that we need to keep in mind as we move forward.
As we wrap up, remind me what the Early Learning Investment Commission is. How can I contact you or follow you or get? How can everybody get onto the good newsletter that I receive? Give us sort of a wrap-up call to action, please.
Sure. So the Pennsylvania Early Learning Investment Commission is a commission of senior-level business leaders across the Commonwealth who work to advance private-public investment in early learning. To learn more about the work that we do, you can visit us on our website, paearlylearning.com, and PA Early Learning Investment Commission is how you can find us on Facebook.
All right. Well, we invite folks to stay in touch, subscribe to the newsletter that we receive occasionally, and follow this as these good local commissioners and the dozens of commissioners push to make sure that affordable, high-quality child care is really just a big part of a growing Pennsylvania. Thank you so much, Andrea. We really appreciate your help, and thank you for all the work that you're doing.
You are so welcome. Thanks again for having me.
And is Andrea Heberlein. She's the Executive Director of the Pennsylvania Early Learning Investment Commission, and really talking about this Early Learning Investment Commission and the work that they're doing. And, of course, the pandemic made it all the more difficult, but they have said that they're up to the fight and will continue pushing for more opportunities.